You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore, Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Now, with clear seed peaches, tomatoes, and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at jcalvertfarms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us because you care. The Mark White Show recognizes difference makers and supports efforts to try to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. A few weeks ago, I traveled down to Andalusia, Alabama in Covington County to do some stories, to reach out to people who were difference makers, have them come on The Mark White Show, and it has led to several other shows that I have done since then. I now have the opportunity to share about Jonathan Douglas and his need right now when it comes to his medical care. I have his brother on the line with me right now, Jeff Douglas, and I'd like to welcome Jeff to the show. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Jeff.
Thanks, Mark. I really appreciate you having me on today to, you know, help try to get my brother the surgery he's needed.
Absolutely. Man, I'll just tell you, it was a few nights ago that I was having some computer trouble, and my brother drove over from his house, took him about 30 minutes. It was late at night, came over and helped me out. He's done that. I try to help him when I can, and I understand the love of a brother, because I have a strong one with my brother Eric, and if yours is anything like mine, you depend on each other.
Absolutely. Well, your brothers and sisters are your first best friends, and you know, you want to be there for them their whole life and try to do everything you can for them. And that's, you know, Jonathan's found himself in this unfortunate health situation, so it's up to me, I feel like, to, you know, to really help make all this happen for him.
So, Jeff, what's going on with Jonathan right now? What is his condition?
So, he has a congestive heart failure, and he's had multiple doctors tell him he needs to have a Barostim implant, and that would really improve the quality of his life, and also, you know, help him live longer as well, because he's, I mean, he can barely walk to his mailbox and back. For he, before, he's a surveyor, and so of course he walked all over the place. And now, you know, I mean, his health has just really, really went down quickly. So yeah, he needs the Barostim implant. They scheduled surgery, I believe, 8 times now. And just before surgery, he'll get a letter from Anthem Blue Cross out of Georgia, and that's where he lives. And they'll deny the surgery. Surgery, it is FDA approved. The device is. And the doctors, I mean, they pled with the insurance company and everything else, and the insurance company just not budging on it.
Do you know the reason that the insurance company is denying him so many times?
You know, I don't really know the answer to that. I wish we did. I wish, you know, we could. I mean, we talked to the vice president of Anthem Blue Cross. We've governor in Georgia. We've dealt with him and some of his aides in his office. So we really, you know, we've talked to a lot of powerful people who should be able to make it happen. Nobody seems to be able to do that. And according to Anthem, they have recommended a few other, or according to the governor's office, they have recommended a few other surgeries he could have instead of that. But when Jonathan called Blue Cross about that, they said they do not do that. So, I mean, it's just like a bunch of wires got crossed, and we just can't get anywhere with it. So, you know, we're just trying to raise money, and we're just going to pay for it just for cash.
And that's right up my alley, Jeff, because that's what my show exists for, when sometimes all the different avenues are exhausted and you can't find another way. We'll just do it ourselves. That's what I say sometimes. You just got to do it yourself. And if this is what your brother wants, and even if it costs $250,000, I look at the fundraiser at $250,000 is the goal. And if that's what it takes, man, we'll just spread the word and we'll do it ourselves. And we don't have to worry about approval, because we can and get your brother what he needs, thanks to individuals and groups and organizations who want to support this effort.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, and I mean, it's been mind-blowing to me, the people who have, you know, just walked up and handed me $1,000, friends that have donated multiple $1,000s, people that, you know, I don't really even know that well, that just have heard the story and just donating large amounts of money. It's just, it makes you really, you hear a lot of bad things out there, and it really makes you see there are a lot of good people out there still. Like I said, we've had people, some of my employees from our furniture store, Harold's Home, they're doing a cook sale, or bake sale, I should say, and also Boston Butts, you know, just trying to raise money that way. So there's just people working in every different direction trying to make this happen.
Well, I've seen a lot of people who have been contributing and donating. The bake sale is going on right now, and we're going to talk about some of those efforts, the different ways that people can contribute and help your brother. How's he doing right now?
He's doing fair. He actually came over to Alabama yesterday. His oldest son drove him over, and so they came and came over on Friday. So they came over to my house yesterday, and we, you know, got to spend a little bit of time together. Main thing, I mean, it's really just his energy level. I mean, he gets wore out very, very easily, and, you know, obviously goes back to the congestive heart failure.
What did you say he says about all those who are supporting this effort right now? I know a lot of times when we're healthy, things are going good. Maybe we might not realize how many people are out there who are supportive of an effort like this. But in your brother's situation, he's getting a firsthand experience of how good people are.
It's, you know, I've tried multiple times with people who have, you know, given money to him. And I know for him, it's just magnified even more. You know, it really means so much to him. You know, a lot of these people are from Alabama. They, and Jonathan has not lived in Andalusia since probably 20 to 25 years. And so, I mean, you know, some of these people hadn't seen him in a long time. Now he's quite the jokester on Facebook. He drops a Facebook joke daily. So he's got a pretty good little following with that. So he's kept his sense of humor through all this. It's just truly amazing. You know, the people who have just, from all over the place, who really stepped up for him.
Well, I saw the flyer that Christy Fuller had posted about the Boston Butt benefit, and then I found out about the bake auction benefit, and then saw the different various ways that money is being raised for Jonathan right now. And Jeff, if you'll stick with me, we'll continue this conversation on the other side, and we'll share how people can support your brother and his family during this time, okay?
That's fantastic.
All right, folks, right now we're talking to Jeff Douglas out of Andalusia, Alabama. We're talking about his brother, Jonathan, and we're trying to help Jonathan right now get a life-saving medical procedure that insurance has denied. So we're just going to pick up the reins and say, look, we're going to make these horses run, and we're going to raise the money for Jonathan's procedure to get done. And Jeff has organized a fundraiser. We're going to talk about this on the other side, so I hope you'll stick with us as we continue to recognize Jonathan and his need right now for life-saving medical procedure. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525. Or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. Right now I have on the line with me Jeff Douglas. He is a brother to Jonathan, and Jonathan has a serious health condition, and he needs a life-saving medical procedure. If you were listening in the first segment, this has been denied several times by insurance, and he needs a special procedure that's done to help him get back to an active and good quality of life. I have Jeff on the line with me to try to help move this fundraiser, move this effort along for Jonathan, because, you know, as a people, we can network with each other, we can connect with each other, and sometimes when somebody says no, we'll say, well, we'll find a different way. Another day, another way is what I used to say in law enforcement, and this is another day, and we're finding another way through the Mark White Show and other efforts to help Jonathan. Welcome back to the show, Jeff.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome, Jeff, and we want to try to help like many others have supported this effort. You talked about people who've come up to you and handed you some pretty large amounts of money to try to help your brother Jonathan during this time. And we have several different ways that people can help. There's a bake sale that's going on. There is a fundraiser, a GoFundMe. There's also the Boston Butt Sale that will take place at the furniture business. And Jeff, if you just want to start from the top, how people can make a difference, they may find something that fits what they can do.
Yeah, so thank you again for having me on. So we're having the bake sale that our staff at Harold's Home has put on. Christy and Miss Paula have been just, you know, little heroes there, putting all this together. But we're going to have people in our area, the desserts that they make that everybody loves. So Joanne Jones, everybody loves Joanne's pound cakes. I believe she's baking 8 pound cakes. Then we got Brenda Gant, world famous Brenda Gant, who's going to be doing some things. So there's a lot of people that have really, you know, stepped in to really help with this bake sale. The way you do it is we're doing an auction. So you'll go on Facebook. I believe you have to go on the Harold's Home Facebook page, and that's where you can bid on what cake you want to get. Like I said, there'll be multiple, and it's got all the details on there of, you know, how many cakes and how many winners we're going to have. And then we'll take all those funds and obviously, you know, send that to Jonathan so he can proceed with his surgery.
Yes, I see Carrie Bakers with her cinnamon rolls. I see Michelle Gerlach, who has been on the Mark White Show just a few weeks ago, with her bread pudding. Ellen Joyner with a buttermilk pie. That's my favorite pie in the world. Ellen Joyner is making those, and then many more famous bakers. Yeah. And they can go to Harold's Home on Facebook and bid, and then also go into Harold's Home furniture store and be able to bid there as well. Is that what you're saying?
That's absolutely correct.
And this is going through July the 20th. July the 20th is when the bake auction benefit will conclude, and so people still have time to go and bid on those auction items.
That's exactly correct.
And now let's talk about the Boston Butt benefit, which is also happening at Harold's Home Furniture. Tickets are available there at Harold's Home Furniture, and orders will be taken until July the 21st. Let's talk about that. Where's pickup going to take place for this Boston Butt benefit?
So pickup will take place in the parking lot at Harold's, which is in downtown Andalusia. Larry Brown, it's like one of our brothers growing up and still is today, is actually going to be doing the grilling of the Boston Butts. And I believe they're $35 is what they're selling them for. And I know they've sold several, but they still have some more that they need to sell as well. But Larry does a great job with his Boston Butts. And I think, you know, anybody that comes and buys one, they'll be very, very, they'll agree with me and be very pleased with it.
And pickup is Friday, July 22nd. If people have questions about that particular benefit, 334-222-3265. For more information, pickup will be from 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. there at Harold's Home Furniture in Andalusia, Alabama. And this is all for Jonathan Douglas, a native of Andalusia, Alabama, who needs life-saving cardiac surgery. Insurance company has denied him 7 times. Although physicians approved of this performing of the surgery, insurance is just not moving right now, and we're trying to move with these efforts. And then you've also, Jeff, set up a GoFundMe, and that's a real important one, because anybody, anywhere, if you can't pick up a Boston Butt in Andalusia, or you can't pick up baked goods in Andalusia, you can certainly go to the GoFundMe and support this effort financially.
That's exactly right. It's really been a great way for people to, you know, make a donation real easily. And it's amazing daily for me to look at it. And, you know, we had one the other day, somebody donated $5,000. And, you know, that's a substantial amount of money. You know, and so it's just such a blessing just to see people come together. And you know, like I said, some people who don't even know Jonathan or hadn't seen him in years and years, and they still are all coming together, $100 here, $200 there, $20, whatever it is, you know, it's just, we'd look at every one of them as a individual blessing.
And Jeff, like you say, I've done some GoFundMes before myself and tried to help some people through that effort and to watch it grow. And it does take time. And when you're looking at such a large amount of $250,000, it may seem unachievable at times, but then you start to see the people who start to contribute, and then it, like a snowball, starts to grow. And the main thing, if someone can't donate, if they're in a position where they say, I'm sorry, I don't have the finances to do that, then they can certainly share, because that doesn't cost anything. And we share a lot of stuff on social media that really doesn't help anybody, may make you laugh or chuckle, but this sort of thing is actually something that can help save a life.
That's exactly right.
We certainly want to encourage people to share the GoFundMe. The GoFundMe, if they want to search GoFundMe.com, it's called Get Life-Saving Medical Procedure. Get Life-Saving Medical Procedure, organized by Jeffrey Douglas, and that's the GoFundMe. And Jeff, before we close out, I want you to just talk to listeners. I want you to speak to the 37,000 plus people who are out there listening to encourage them to help your brother Jonathan during this time and the importance of having him around.
Yeah, you know, we've already, our mind has been blown with all the people who have come forward and, you know, been willing to help Jonathan with this. He's a husband, he's a father, has two children, has a beautiful wife, Laura. He has a lot to live for, and Jonathan's health has been a challenge for him since he was 26 years old when he was diagnosed with leukemia. And that's kind of how we are where we are now. So, you know, from all the damages and everything, the chemo and all caused his body. So, you know, 25 years later, you know, his body's really, really not happy about all the stuff that went in there to save his life years ago, you know, and it's just very unfortunate that we're having to go through, or he's having to go through this, but, you know, the family, it's been tough on everyone. For him to have to go through this when he has, you know, insurance, and the doctors are simply saying exactly what needs to be done, and the insurance company's not budging. So that's kind of where we're at. So we're just trying to raise as much money as we can, and we're going to go to the hospital, and we're going to talk with them, and we're going to say, hey, we got this much money. Can we get it done for that? And so every little dollar helps, so we can get that number as big as we can, so we can make sure that, you know, that he gets taken care of.
Like everybody else, Jeff, the Mark White Show is now on Jonathan's corner as he tries to get this life-saving medical procedure. So anything I can do through the show, please let me know. We'll try to get the word out and try to help your brother Jonathan. I know that I would want to do the same for any of my brothers and be happy to continue to help Jonathan during this time.
Well, Mark, what a great thing you have. I mean, how you're using your platform to reach a lot of people. I think you said 37,000 listeners. I mean, that is amazing, and that's just a wonderful thing you're doing, and we'll be supporting you as well.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate you, buddy, and you just keep up the good work. It's going to happen. Your brother's going to get what he needs. I believe that. And there are a lot more people now who are going to jump on board, and it's just going to be that snowball effect. And man, it's going to be an avalanche, and your brother's life is going to be saved with this medical procedure, and it's going to get done.
Thank you so much, my friend. I really appreciate that.
Absolutely. Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like those in the Douglas family. And right now we got a brother, Jeff, who is helping his brother, Jonathan. I love it. That's what life is about, helping each other, helping our brothers and sisters in need, our neighbors. You can help Jonathan right now. I want you to share this show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about this gentleman who needs our help. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show. And as always, this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month, where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Looking for direction in this volatile market? Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Sand gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.